This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb and Aviation Consumer. We're speaking today with Ian Bentley, Vice President of Products and Services for Cirrus Design. Thanks for being with us, Ian. And the big news here is that there are some changes coming up in the 2009 Cirrus product line, changes to the SR-20, the SR-22, and an announcement of a flight into known icing package. Can you give us the highlights, Ian?
Absolutely. The SR-20, of course, for 2009 was, you might say, pre-announced at the AOPA convention in end of November. And the SR-22 and Turbo will both follow the model we established there, an entry-level product with designated the SR-20S or SR-22S or Turbo S, a GS which will for the SR-20s, well, for everyone, moves up to 12-inch screens for Cirrus perspective, and the GTS, which for the at least the SR-22 and the Turbo will feature known ice protection. The S model has, when offered with Cirrus perspective, offers a 10-inch screen. You know, perhaps not unlike a traditional G1000.
All right, now let's talk briefly about the SR-20. There are three models of the 20, and those are differentiated by equipment and price.
Exactly. As I said, from a perspective, when equipped with Cirrus perspective, the S model has 10-inch screens. The GS steps up to 12-inch screens with an S-Tech 55X autopilot, and the GTS features the 12-inch screens, or what you might call the full-blown perspective that was available on the SR-22 last year, with the 12-inch screens and the Garmin GFC 700 autopilot.
Am I hearing correct, or are there two versions of the perspective here in the 20?
Yes, there's in fact three there. It's a kind of mix and match, you might say, with both 10-inch screens on the SR-20S model with S-Tech autopilot. The GS, again, is 12-inch screens, and the GTS not only has 12-inch screens, but also adds the Garmin autopilot.
Okay. And now let's move on to the SR-22.
SR-22 follows very much the same model on avionics, but as we go through the S, GS, and GTS, then the basic ice protection that's been offered for some years now on the SR-22 comes in the GS model, and the known ice protection, which you referred to earlier, gets introduced with the GTS, and that's true both for the SR-22, normally aspirated, and the Turbo. To complete the picture there, that the avionics that Cirrus has offered for quite some time now, when we first introduced, or I like to think we led the way with glass cockpits, using a combination of Avidyne screens, Garmin GNS 430s, and S-Tech autopilot. That is still available. Many of our customers, either for fleet commonality or familiarity, certainly want to keep that, and that is available again on SR-20s, SR-22s, and Turbos.
Now, there are also some changes in the interior packages?
Other things that we've done is we'll be offering a new interior-exterior package called the Cirrus X Edition. That's going to be available on SR-20s, SR-22s, or Turbos. So this isn't just a high-end option on a Turbo or something like that. And the essence of it is that we've come up with a very stylish paint scheme, which, to be honest, none of the photographs that I've seen do it justice compared to what it looks like in real life. So please try and see one for real.
Are those all on a white base coat, or are there other colors?
It's actually a kind of two-tone scheme with either a sterling silver look on the lower half or a gold look with white on the top. But the thing about it is that it's not a sort of straight line scheme. If you think of a tricycle gear airplane, a Cirrus, in a landing attitude, that's where the line will be horizontal. So it sort of sweeps down from the tail to forward of the wing. And the wing, so the wing is one color, silver or gold. But the cowling, and even underneath the cowling, the white is extending under there. You really need to see a photograph or the plane in person to get a real impression there.
Okay, and then moving right on to the flight into known icing package. For a number of years, Cirrus has had a inadvertent icing system based on the TKS product. And the known icing package will also be TKS, but it has some new additions.
Absolutely. We've been looking at the possibility of known ice for some time at Cirrus, and we're now able to offer it. And in fact, I should perhaps qualify that the product is available today, or in fact, strictly speaking, tomorrow. But the certification will be, we're sort of saying quarter two. It may just be at the end of quarter one, and the reason for that is we just need to go through a public comment period on an exemption for the stall speed, which will be a 62 knots. We've sort of covered all the bases there, you might say, are in compliance with FAA guidance when it comes to a 62 knot stall speed for other safety features.
And what's the primary difference between the known icing package and the inadvertent system?
Well, I think the real point is that I don't believe there's hardly any parts in common. Although obviously a TKS panel on the front of a wing is a TKS panel on the front of the wing, these are actually somewhat larger panels that extend further both above and below the wing. And what that means is that you can have a very broad range of airspeeds without TKS fluid flow, going entirely under or over the wing. So they're rather larger panels. There's also additional panels on the elevator tips and on the vertical tail of the airplane. The plumbing, which of course is hidden inside the airplane, the plumbing has in fact four pumps in order to have both redundancy, an element of fault tolerance, and to also offer a windshield sprayer, which in typical Cirrus style isn't a big spray bar or something, but looks rather more like your car windshield washer.
And what is the hit against payload?
Some of the interesting news about the 2009 products is that the empty weight of a 2009 GTS with known ice is about 8 pounds less than the 2008 GTS that it replaces.
I see. One last question. The factory has gone back to work at a reduced schedule. What are the details on that?
You're probably aware that we had a fairly aggressive inventory reduction sale in at the end of 2008. We delivered quite a few airplanes, sort of 70 plus, in December. And we're embarking at a limited production rate, but people are coming back from furlough on schedule. We're currently building eight airplanes a week, and we'll obviously adjust that as economic conditions change, and as we see how demand changes for small airplanes.
All right. Well, thanks very much. We're hoping that 2009 will be healthy for Cirrus. You're listening to AvWeb's audio news service. We've been speaking with Ian Bentley of Cirrus Design. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.